Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
What do you do when the clutter in your mind gets stronger? What do you do when you don't have enough time to finish one thought and the next thought tailgates the other one and overtakes the first one? And the chatter continues. What do you do when you run out of words to express, but don't lack the thoughts to continue and chatter? When we run out of words, when we run out of words to express, when the thoughts are overtaking every single space in our head, in our being, in our body, when we so want to move from one place to another, but we are still engulfed with enormous amount of thoughts and feelings that come through these thoughts. When we start feeling this conflict, this contrast between where we were and where we are, and yet we feel that we didn't go anywhere. What do we do with this tension? This tension that happens in the walk between worlds, in the walk between the old world, the old place, the familiar place, the place that keeps us warm, comfortable. What do we do from that place to the place of freedom? Not freedom from thinking, but freedom to think and to feel all that that is helping us grow. What do we do with this tension that builds up between what they say, what may happen, what could happen, what should have happened, to just let it happen? The transition that pushes, the transition that shifts our perception, the transition that skips a heartbeat. It's like smelling a flower that I haven't smelled in a long time, and to inhale the scent, the life, the essence of that flower. It's exquisite every single time. What happened when we discovered this new place? This new old place. This place that we know, we just forgot. Time time is here for us, but also pushes us. And while it is not here, it is here. And while it is not defining who we are, we use it to help us define ourselves through our thoughts, through our actions, through everything in between. So I'm encouraged, and I encourage you to pick up that pen, to pick up that glove, to pick up that instrument, and to give a place for birth to happen, for a birth of you. Despite all the difficulties and the challenges, to not give hope, to not give up hope, to not give up hope to what is possible, what is available, what is here for you and always was, to try everything before it ends, everything that helps, everything that pushes you to this place of freedom, the place of freedom in your body, freedom in your mind, freedom in your heart. And what is freedom for you? Idan Reichel, Before It Ends.
לא לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת אל החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לא לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת על החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו אז לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה
Shalom, this was Idan Reichel, Lenasot Hakol Mehatchala, to try everything before it ends. Hello, welcome to the Abracadabra show. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor, a guide, a sound healer, work through NLP and Kabbalah to guide you, to help you reclaim your power. And I want to start with the first utterance, הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך, I hereby accept on myself the due commandment of love your neighbor, love your friend, love your partner, and the focus is on you first, on you first. We are here every Sunday at 12 p.m. I want to get all the administrative things in the beginning, because then I forget. On Facebook, we're facebook.com/bodysoulsound. And the website is bodysoulsound.com. The phone number here, it is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And this is a invitation. If I give the phone number, it's an invitation for you to call. So find the courage if you want to share anything and you want to express and you feel the need to express now, then there is no judgment. There is absolute acceptance and love to wherever you are at. This is what I come to do here, what we come to be here and to co-create, find different tools, how to map our experience, how to look at things in a way that is different than the way that we are at. Because if we don't have any solutions to our greater good and to the greater good of those around us, then it's probably something is not working and it doesn't serve you. And especially if you're going through a divorce, you're going through a loss of a job, everything closes on you. You feel the energies that are closing on you. You feel the energies, everything is like a narrow walkthrough or a narrow bridge. It's not really a bridge, it's really walls, two walls that are closing. It's like a corridor, a very narrow corridor. And so these situations can many times cloud our vision to choose, even cloud our vision to express, and to express in a way that it is a conducive, beneficial, healthy. And so in these situations, many times it is, I advise really just to sometimes to take this time when you feel that everything closes on you, to be in that place. Sometimes the things that close on us, sometimes those times that come and narrowing on us, and this really ties to the whole these past 2 weeks and Passover that just was, and I'll get to that and what we're talking about today. But those are the situations. Sometimes we come to situations where we really are out of words. And the words here is also literal, but also metaphorical. We're out of words, we're out of expressions, we're out of ideas, we're out of power, we're out of, the air is out of our sail. We don't have any more air to move forward. And we've been through, and if this is relates to you, you can either comment on the Facebook page or call and share. You've done so much. You've gone through shifts. You've gone through turmoils. You remember things. Working with teas and herbs, you know, herbs, teas and sounds, vibration and frequencies can trigger a lot of things that are there, but maybe we didn't remember. Again, so as I talk about and as it is known, sound, vibration, frequencies are really the ultimate medicine for body and soul, because we are made of frequencies. Each part of your body has a frequency. Each organ, each energy point has a frequency. And when we are applying that frequency, it's almost like brain hacking. And basically, for example, a frequency of 285 hertz, 285 hertz, tells the cells to restructure themselves and to come to their original state. Now, if you have something that is acute, one session or one experience is really just going to scrape the surface. So each part of our body has a frequency, and when we bring that frequency, and when we apply that frequency, healing is starting to happen. So when things are closing down, when you're in this place, you've done so much work, you've went through a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, things start moving in the direction, right? Things start moving. You have a job, things are happening with your career. Things are happening in your love life. Things are happening with your family, with your neighbors, and especially with yourself. So you go through changes. And as you go through these changes, sometimes things start reversing. And you're saying, wait, what happened? I thought I'm going in the right direction. I thought I'm going in the right direction. I thought I'm moving. I thought I left that old stuff behind. I thought, what is happening? Why am I being attacked by all these things that are happening, whether it is physical, whether it is spiritual, whether it is, everything is energetic. Everything is energetic. So things that are happening in the energetic world are manifesting in the material, physical world. And this is what I wanted to expand a little bit more. It is when we move from one state to another, from one state of mind to another state of mind. So this past week, we celebrated Passover. And Passover, on the story level, tells the story of the Israelites that were delivered out of Egypt. And into freedom, right? But then there are many questions that come up. What is freedom? Is really what they were delivered into was really freedom, or where they were really, was it, yes, it was bondage, but See, the Israelites didn't really want to leave. If you look at the scriptures, and Israelites didn't really want to leave their bondage. They wanted to stay where they are. Why? Because they were familiar with it. They're comfortable with it. They've been there for over 200 years. Generations come and go. And somebody that is born into bondage, it's like an animal that is born in captivity. We as humans, we look at it and say, oh, you know, I can't support that. What, they're keeping animals in cages? Yes, it is horrifying. And on the same token, if an animal that was born in captivity, if you just let it out into the wild, it'll just be consumed in no time, because it doesn't have the skills to survive in, and let alone to thrive in the outside world, if it doesn't have guidance, if it doesn't have help and so forth. That's what they do in sanctuaries, in animal sanctuaries. But this is the same thing. You're born into bondage, you're born in Egypt, and now somebody comes, he was a stutterer, comes and delivers us out of Egypt. I mean, to freedom to what? And then they're in the desert for 40 years. So, what, you want to let us die in the desert? So this is the story level. And we can go on the whole story and everything that happened in the story and why this and why that. But the point here is there are deeper layers to that. So Egypt, and I'll refer to this really quickly again because I talked about this in the previous program. So all the programs that we have here are recorded on the page on the bottom. But Egypt represents the narrow corridor, this narrow place that holds us in a very tight spot. Pharaoh in Hebrew, Paron, comes from the word Orif, comes from the word neck, the back of our head, this neck where bondage, the signs of bondage or the shackles or the weight. And in our world, in our everyday world, it's all the things that we are required to do by this material physical existence. The plastic monkey, work that we don't like to be in, things that we do that we don't sometimes really want to do. Being in situations that appear to be very weighing on us. All that happens if we have physical conditions, medical conditions, it all weighs on us. It's a lot of weight. And that's Paro. That's the heaviness. That's the weight. And not coincidentally, that is the throat as well. The throat in the front is a very narrow bridge. And what it is a bridge between? It connects the mind and the heart. And I heard once that the longest distance we will ever make is 18 inches long. The longest journey of our life is 18 inches long. And this is from our mind, one line to our heart. Now if you feel that, how hard can that be sometimes? Or many times, especially with the encouragement of this material, everything physical, everything material, more, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Very easy to get disconnected from that silence, from that place of silence, from that place of peace and freedom, that place of inside quietness. Because the outside is always more, oh, this is interesting. What do I see with my eyes? Oh, I like that. What do I smell? Oh, I want to go there. What do I hear? Music? Oh, I want to go there. So it's, we are looking for these external stimulations to quiet our soul. And what does our soul want? Our soul wants to connect. Our soul wants to connect back home. connect back home, to connect back to us, to feel the expansion, to feel this enormous wave of energy that takes us and swoops us. And you find your day, yourself one day just dancing in the room to just music that you just put up full volume. Just because, yes, dancing. If you're going through a divorce, if you're going through a separation, if you have physical ailments, all these things many times are becoming the center of everything. And it is hard to come out of that. It is hard to come out of that, especially if one thing after the other comes. One thing after the other. If you're going through a divorce, those kind of things are coming through letters from the other side's attorney, petitioner or respondent, if you're in a family law, for example. And some of my clients are going through these states of losing touch to yourself, losing touch to oneself and the focus and the direction because of all these external things that are happening. So when we are transitioning, and this is the topic for today to put it together, it's this tension. It's this relational tension that happens when we are moving from one state of mind to another state of mind. When we make the choice, and not just to make the choice, but to be accountable for our own choice. To be accountable for our own choice and not to say, oh, I can do it later, it's okay, it's only me. Is to make the choice to transition. So now you're making the choice to move from one place to the other. It is not to undermine what you're going through. God forbid, no. It is to embrace and to integrate what you're going through. So when we transition from one state of mind to another state of mind, there is a relational tension. This is what I call it. It's the tension in the relationship that you have between that state of mind to the next state of mind. It is not about the state of minds themselves. It's just like in stars, just like in astronomy, where they discovered that it is not about the stars and the planets themselves, but it's about the relationship between them, the field, that mimetic field, that relational field that is between, this field that can be created. Did you ever stop to think, how is the air moving when you move your arm up or down? We don't think about that, or some of us don't think about it at first. We just move ourselves, we drive, we walk, we get up, we stand down, and the air around us is always shifting and adjusting and manipulating itself to fit you, to bring you inside. It's like you put a fish in the water. Like when we are in the water, what happens? There is space? Yeah, of course there is space, because everything is integrated together. It is to integrate all of our experiences into one being. So this is the relational tension. So when we move, when we start to realize that we are moving from one place to the other, it's like stretching a rubber. It's like if you put a rubber band on your left hand and you pull it and you pull it and you pull it. So it's like a slingshot. Remember as a kid, it's a slingshot. I don't know if you experienced that before. but you pull the rubber band that is tied to the two edges of that stick. And the reason that we do that is so we can let it go and whatever is in between can fly faster, right? So it's like a setback. But there is this tension. And it is very hard to move from one place to the other. If one cannot handle that tension, you snap right back into the place of familiarity. And this last week of Passover is exactly about that. It is about passing over. So there is the story level of the Pharaoh, but the deeper level is passing over from one state of mind to the other state of mind. Is going through that corridor. And although this world, our world, now world, is a corridor to the living room, to where we're going to go after this corridor of life, where we continue our journey. So what do we do in this corridor? Are we going three quarters through of the corridor and saying, nah, I'm going back? Or are we continuing? What gives us? What gives you? What gives you the power to continue? It's 323-203-0815. That's the phone number. 323-203-0815. What gives you the power to continue? And so, what is happening in this relational tension? How does this happen? There is the contraction. There is where you feel that everything closes on you, right? We talked about, or I talked about, actually. you start something new, or you start something. You don't have to start something. You may be in a place that suddenly you feel everything is closing on you. Some people are closing connections. You have a disagreement with people. Problems in your relationship, health issues, everything is starting to close. Everything starts to close, and the universe gives us signs all the time. And it's in the details, it's in the small, in those small details. It's very subtle, not small, but subtle things that are happening, that are giving us signs. And if we don't pay attention to these signs, it could come in the form of people that are showing up in our life to give us a push, or to give us a sign to do something, because we learn from everybody that we meet. So when we have this, when we don't pay attention to all these signs, eventually the universe slaps us. Say, okay, well, we try to warn you, but you know, you don't pay attention, so we need to slap you a little bit. And many times these things are just for you to just hold your horses. Hold your horses. Come to a stop for a little bit. Relax in this place. So, and then you can start, and this is what we do in work, when we work together. We map your experience, and this is a perfect time because we work with sound. Sound with words and with frequencies. With Tibetan bowls, with music, with herbs. And sound helps you to hone yourself back to the place of harmony. To hone yourself back into a place of harmony. So this is a 285 hertz. Now, if you have headphones, and you are able to do that, put them on. 285 hertz gives a message to your cells to regenerate, to rebuild, to find the damaged tissue or the depleted energetic point. And rebuild and bring it to a place of harmony. So one of the things is sound. And so when we work with sound, we come to a place of center. We release toxins, we rejuvenate, and we come to a center place. And there are different applications for sound for different ailments. But most of it goes to working with your energetic points and with your energy field of where you're at. Bringing this back into harmony. So when we are in this place of shifting, of this relational tension, there is this contraction that is happening, and we're starting to feel the contrast. We're starting to feel the contrast between where we are and where we are possibly going. And there is this last stretch, this really last stretch, that you are coming to a place after the contraction, after the break. You went through these difficult times. You went through these difficult times of arguing, whether it is your ex or ailments that you're not understanding why you're having that. It's always to trace back, what was the last trigger. But you're facing these places that you don't understand why. You don't understand why. And you're saying, I'm almost there. I'm really almost there. And then the endings, bam. We flap on the ending. And that is, in Passover, in this energetic time, there is, from Kabbalistic standpoint, there are very, this past week, this middle of the month of Nisan, there's a very strong and very powerful energetic time. And it's not coincidental that all this time of Exodus and passing over, exiting from one state to the other, is happening right now. And so there is this tension that is happening. And you really want to stretch it so you can break out of that, tie, of that bondage to that place. And so this week was a very, very interesting week, because it was, for me, it was a place of observation. It was a place of observation, observing the old world playing in front of my eyes. Not just in front of my eyes, but actually in real manifestation in life, playing out. And yet looking at it from behind, like I'm sitting in a movie theater, like I'm watching a movie. I can choose to be a part of that character. And I can choose not to be a part of that character and to see what is happening and what is playing. And so the tension that is happening can go either way. You can snap back to what you're familiar with, wake up back in the matrix, everything is nice and beautiful and lovely. Or so it appears to be, right? or you choose the other way, that it is truly unknown. But knowing that you know that you are in a place of metzarim, and a narrow bridge, in a place of contraction, or in a place of a break from a place that didn't do good to you, do you really want to go back? Do you really want to go back? I'm saying it is not hard. It can be very hard. It can be very tiring and very exhausting. And to find that light in you. To find that light in you, that power in you that exists there. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to even recognize this tension. If you weren't in this place, I mean, you are in this place because you have the tools. This is the bottom line message from me to you with love. You are in this place because you have the tools. You have the know-how and you have the tools because you are seeing it now. Because you are seeing the tension, you are feeling the tension, you are feeling that relational tension. That is how you know, how I know, that you have the tools. God and the universe do not present you with situations that you cannot handle, that you do not have the tools to handle. You do have the tools. It is just when you are in that space of, I need to fix this. I don't have money, or I'm not healthy, or I need to fix this. I don't know what to do. It is that place, it is that choice of being in that place that gives the illusion that you don't know what to do. No, but you do. And this is why I talked about sound, because sound will bring you back into a place of being able to see that you know what you are and who you are, and definitely who you're not. There are many tools. I'm not saying that sound is the only tool. There are many tools. Each work on different levels, on different properties. Frequencies, the bottom line, and sound will take you from one place to the other, will allow you to see, will allow you to heal each organ on a physical level and each energetic point on an energetic level. So what do you do when you contract? What do you do when you contract? I'd like you to pay attention to that, because you can actually map everything. You map everything into a place where you just look at the relational field between you and everything else. There is a similar, there are different ways to work with different things. The way that I work with you, it is looking at the relational fields of each one of us where there are no attachments. And that is, and that can be interesting. And that can be interesting because now you're not putting ego in front of what needs to be done. And when I'm talking about ego, it is not a place of who is better or who is, how can you be seeing yourself or how you talk. It is all together. It is that, and it is low self-esteem, or the way that we talk to ourselves. When we are in the state of not having or in a place of a need, we don't see anything past our need unless we are aware of that map that is laid before us, the map that we create. We learn to appreciate that we don't have what we think we want, and we learn to be grateful and appreciative of what we have at that current state or at the next current state. So in everything that is happening, I want to encourage you, because everything that is happening for you is happening for you, not to you. And everything that is happening is an opportunity for you to use these tools. It's an opportunity to see, what am I here to work on? Like you start in the beginning, you go through new changes, you go through a shift. And new changes are like you lost your job, you're having physical ailments, you're having, because of that, it closes on you. And now your emotional state is not in a positive place. And that feeds back into the body. And so this is the cycle. And many times you might find yourself saying, oh, well, I'll wait until I feel better before I do A, B, C, or D. But to start from the end is actually, it's also talking in the Gemara and also in film. Start sometimes from the end. If you don't know where to continue to, or you don't see the next step, start from the end, how you would like to be, and walk yourself back. So I encourage you to see that where you are now is exactly where you have to be now. If you are hearing this and you are in one of these places I've described, it is not about undermining, God forbid, what you're going through. What you're going through can and maybe is very painful. Also, this will come to pass. And it is just to see things from a mapping experience. To try something different. Because if you've tried everything and you kept repeating it and you've done the same thing and you're getting the same result, maybe there is something else, a different perception that you haven't seen. Because being in that state, there is no judgment. It's just understanding that there is the causality and the effect. What we put ourselves through and what we get because of what we put ourselves through. I leave you today with a wonderful week of coming out of your bondage, coming out of the choice of coming out of this place that doesn't serve you anymore. And when you lose the words, when you don't have any words to say, when the chatter in your mind is just too noisy and too overpowering, it's okay. Because you don't have to say anything. You just need to let that take you back inside. And breathing through your belly, expanding your belly, and just focusing on your breath. Focusing how the breath travels. If you are in the Valley area in Canoga Park, at 3 p.m., I will start a Kabbalistic sound and herbal therapy session, a group session, 3 p.m. at Follow Your Heart. It's at Topanga Canyon and Sherman Way. Sherman Way and Topanga Canyon, Follow Your Heart Community Center. And this is Liron Ben Shimon. Have a wonderful week. Shavua Tov. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
עוד השמש לא הגיעה, הלילה מזדקה. אומרים שהשתיקה תופיע כשלא יהיה על מה לדבר. הרחוב הצר נעלם ככל שהתרבו הצעדים, ואיתו עבד הגשם, עבדה רוח בפנים. אולי קצת נשתקר כשנאבד את המילים, ואולי נתנשק עבדנו בדרכים. אולי קצת נתרגש כשנאבד את המילים, רק אל תגידי שעברנו כאן לשכוח. עוד השמש לא הגיעה, הלילה שוב נכנע.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on